Today's shir is Nedarim Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We're up to the beginning of the second line, Tanan. We are going to ask a kasha on the opinion of Rabbi Huda that we saw in the last shir. So Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah like this. A person says, Konam Shani Yoshin. Konam is a lashon of prohibition, like a korban, that I'm sleeping, I'm not going to be doing it. Shani Mahalech, that walking is going to be like a konam for me. Shani Medaber, that speaking is going to be konam for me. So you can't do any of these things. You wouldn't be allowed to sleep, you wouldn't be allowed to walk, you wouldn't be allowed to speak. Hechi dami, what exactly are the circumstances? Se'i lema, if you're going to suggest to me that we're talking about kitikitani, that it's very precisely like the Mishnah had said, shani yoshin, that I'm sleeping, right? So mihave nidra, is that really a good netter? Vatanan, we learned, Choymer b'shavuos, we have a special stringency that exists when making a shavua over nedarim. Shavuos chalos al davar sheyesh bo mamish va'al davar she'ein bo mamish. That a shavua could apply to both something that's tangible and something that is intangible. Ma she'ein came b'nedarim, but a neder does not apply to something that is ein bo mamish. It's not tangible. V'shein adavar she'ein bo mamishu. And sleeping is not. It's not something you can. It doesn't have a substance to it. You can't touch it. You can't hold on to it. Right? So how could this neder have applied? Ella, the Omer must be konem einai bishena. My eyes should be prohibited from sleeping. Well, my eyes are something physical. So if you would formulate the neder in using that type of expression, then in fact, it would be good. Okay, so Gemara now wants to work off this and says, Deilo yohiv shiura. Let's say you didn't give a shear, a certain measurement to how long it's going to be prohibited for you, but just you said it's stam, like for an unlimited period of time. Mishav kinan le added over isra bal yachel, right? Do we just wait until he's going to be over bal yachel? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, shavua shlo ishan, shlosha yomi. The person took a shavua that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, which is impossible not to sleep for 3 days. So malkin oiso, we give you malkus v'yoshen la'alter, and you can. And he can go to sleep right away because he accepted upon him something that's impossible. You can't make a shavua like that. It's impossible to keep it. So if you had no necessary shear, there's not necessarily a time frame for how long it's going to be osur, so then the neder shouldn't take a place. Shouldn't be chal. The Rambam brings us down Hilchos Shavuos. Shavuos, halacha, wait, hey, chaf. Nishba shlo yishan shloshes yomi. If a person would take a shavua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days consecutively. Oh, shlo yoichal klum, I'm not going to eat anything shivas yomim. I'm not going to eat anything for 7 days straight. That's also impossible. Kiyotze bazeh shehi shavuas shav. These are false, that's like an oath in vain. Shavuas shav. Ein omrim, we don't say to the person, ye or ze ad sheitz tayer, you should just stay up as late, as long as you can, until you actually get painful and fall asleep, or the yitzom ad sheitz tayer, right? And then just, you should try to fast as long as you can, even if we know you're not going to make it to 7 days, just go as long, v'lye bo koach lisvol, and then you won't be able to wait any longer, you can't go to sleep, stay awake any longer, you can't starve yourself any longer, v'achya yochel yishan, then you're going to eat or drink. Nope. I'm sorry, eat or sleep. Ella malkin oso miyad. We don't wait until you actually break it, but once the person says this shavua shav that's impossible to keep, they get malkus immediately, says the Ramban. Malkin oso miyad mishum shavua shav. You took something that's an oath in vain. Ve'yishan ve'yorcha b'chol eis shiritza. And then you can eat or you can go to sleep immediately afterwards. That's the psak of the Ramban based upon our Gemara over here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue trying to work this out. Ella de Omer must be the following case of what we're talking about. The person said like this, Konam einai b'sheina l'machar, my eyes should be konam, I can't sleep tomorrow, im ishan hayom, if I sleep today. So the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to go to sleep today because you might be over bali acher if you went to sleep tomorrow. So Amart Kol Isura Mizdahir. But you said also with this that we're careful about this because it's a direct prohibition. It's an Isser, so you're going to be careful in that. So then, if that's true, what the Begumar is essentially asking, why would it be permitted for the guy to go to sleep today, right now? Ella. Must be pshita the omer konam einai b'shein hashena hayom im ishan l'machar. The Mishnah is talking, the guy says, sleeping is konam on my eyes if I sleep tomorrow. Ve'ilo na'im hayoim, but if the guy doesn't go to sleep today, ki na'im l'machar, and if he goes to sleep tomorrow, my bal yachid devaro iko. How did you find a case of breaking your word, not keeping it? El alav b'dinoim. So it must be pshat where the guy slept on the first day, and now the Mishnah is warning him, well, don't go to sleep on the second day, because now you're going to be over at l'mafreya. Alma, you see from here, Ise denoyim. There is a case where he actually does go to sleep on the first day. Tuyuftu de Rav Yehuda, and this disproves the opinion of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda had said, if you remember, he's not allowed to sleep today because he might go to sleep tomorrow, and then he's going to be over Bal Yachel. So he says, no, the case is where he did sleep today. So he answers, one second, not so fast. Ki Kitani, when the Mishnah said you can't go to sleep tomorrow, doesn't mean you can sleep today. Right, what it means, de'inoim, if he did sleep today, then he has to be careful not to go to sleep tomorrow. That's one way he answers up. Okay, another answer. Ravina Amar la'olam kidigatani. No, really, the Mishnah is like we said along, that sleeping is konam for me. And the neder doesn't take a hold because it's a davar she'ein bo mamish, right? Kidigatani umai bal yachil. What does it mean, bal yachil? He's not going to be over his things. So this is midurabanan on a rabbinic level. Although the neder did not take place on a dilraisa, the chazal, the rabbanan came along and were machner, so he shouldn't come to take it lightly or and to break his words. Over here, the Rambam brings this down. This is in Nedarim Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, Hanoide b'devarim she'ein behem mamish. That's our case. He took a neder on something that really doesn't have anything physical, tangible to it, for osun. And he made osun. Afa pi she'ein haneder chal aleihem, even though it's really not a real neder, ein morin lo shenohug behen heter. We don't tell you, oh no, it's not a big deal. We matir, there's nothing doing. However, osur atzmo behen, right? You accept all yourselves. Uvedaito shahaneder chalim. You wanted it to be chal, so you tried to make a neder. It didn't happen. So Ella, what do? Poschin lo pesach mimokom achir. We make him do on a rabbinic level. He has to be excuse me, matir the neder. Matir and lo nidro afal pishto nesa kedei shelo yinhagu kalos rosh b'nedarim. So a person should be very frivolous and have a light attitude. Very, cavalier approach to taking the darm. So on a derais level you want, but that's what the Gemara says here. Bal yachel is on a midurabanan level. Okay, so we're asked, me ika bal yachel midurabanan? You have a concept like this? Bal yachel is a derais concept. Where do you come off saying that this is a din midurabanan? So it says in. Yes, you do have it. That time we learned in a brisa, devarim hamutarim va'acherim nahugu behen iser. If you have things that are mutter, but others are accustomed to treat them as being osur, iyatar roshay lahatirim ifnehem. You're not allowed to be mocked at this in front of them. Shneemar lo yachil devaro. Tosus asks on this at the very bottom, va'acherim nahugu bo iser. Three lines from the bottom. Tema. This is very difficult. Ma inyan ze lenahugu bo iser. What's this idea about, a minhug, and they're treating it? Is it something that's osur? See, Shlomer, dahai nami shenada neschavein laosur atzmo gam bedavish ein bo mamish, right? The ein lecha nehagu godol mizeh. The idea that the Tosfos is saying, the Tosfos understands that this is what the base of what's being osur in the Mishnah. They're explaining you're breaking a minhug that's considered to be over bal yachel devaro. Right, even though it doesn't have a halachic basis, so it's like it's like violating an invalid neder. Right, when you took the you took it on, you certainly had in mind to observe and to keep what you were saying. Okay, continues now. The Gemara has another kasha on Rav Yehuda. Tanan sha'at nehenes li ad haPesach im teichi lebeis avich ad hechag. Later on in Mishnah Nun Zayin, the guy says to his wife, it's going to be osur for you to get benefit from me until Pesach is over if you go to your father's house until the following Sukkos. Halcha lifnei haPesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, asur b'hanaso ad haPesach. So if she goes there before Pesach, now she's also going to hanafim until Pesach because she violated and that made it chal. Halcha lifnei haPesach asura. lo halcha lo. So the diak is like this. That's only if she goes before Pesach that it's going to be awesome for her to get any hanah from her husband. But if she didn't go, then she's not going to be awesome from getting any hanah from him. So apparently what comes out from here, she still could be over this tonight, you know, Lima Freya retroactively, if she goes up until Sukkah, she goes to her father's house. There's no concern that she's going to do so. So that's shver, that's difficult, according to Yehuda, who says you can't, he prohibits like doing these types of conditional nedarim that could happen retroactively. On this, the Rambam brings the halacha down over here in nedarim. Let's find it in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, says the Rambam. Mi shehadir es ishto v'marcheshven v'almer la, he says to her, she'ein ata nehenes li mikan v'ad ha-Pesach. So, like, 5 months away from now until Pesach. Im tech v'es avich, if you go to your father's house, mihayom v'ad sukkos, from now until sukkos. Hare zu asur lehenos lo miyad. Right? So she's already prohibited from getting benefit. Gezeira, this is a Gezeira Shema Telich. She might go. If she goes before the Pesach, Harehu Mehene Oso Lifnei Pesach, Hare Zeloke. She violated the conditions. Over a Pesach, and now Pesach is over with. Afapi Shahalcha Tanai, Hare Ze Oso Linhog Hachulin Benidro, Lenichol Shetelich Tehene. Ella knowing, well, Isser Adachag. Commotion order, so it has to be approved into up until Sukkos. Afa pish tolo haneder beiser zman shavar v'chein kol kayotze beze. Any similar case list im halacha acher haPesach. If she go after Pesach, ein asura min hanoslo. She's not going to be usher from getting hanah from him. So Omer of Abba halacha l'tein Pesach asura v'loke lo halacha asura ba'alma. So the Abba says you learn the braces like this. If she goes before Pesach, then there's an Isser, she can't get Hanah from her husband, and she's getting Malchus. If she doesn't go before Pesach, she'll still Osser to get any Hanah from him, because maybe she's going to come to actually violate the Tanai, and that's going to cause it to be afraid that the Neder was going to be Chal. But she's not going to get Malchus for it, because the Neder never even took place. Okay, as Gemara says on that, we'll aim a Seifa, look to the end of the Mishnah. Acher HaPesach, V'bal Yachil Devaro. If she goes to her father's house after Pesach, so then she was over Baal Yachil Devaro. Don't break your word. V'idilo is nehe lifnei Pesach. Right? If the Mishnah was talking about a case where she didn't get any hanah from him before Pesach, mi ika Baal Yachil, so how could it be over? How could you possibly have violated this? El pshita, rather it's poshut, it's obvious to isnehe. Must be a case where she did get benefit from her husband before Pesach, and therefore she goes to her father's house now, in that time period between Pesach and Sukkos, she's going to be over the condition retroactively. Alma mishane, you see, that she can get hanah from him, right? Even though she could maybe subsequently violate the neder by conditioning it. And the Gemara says that on the top of Amud Beis, Tiyuvta d'Rav Yehuda, this is a disproof, a refutation of the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Okay, Emirat Hashem, we'll pick it up on the next time with our shiur on Tesvav Amud Beis.